May I speak in the name of God, the love of the beloved and the love sharer. Amen. On this night, the strands begin to come together in one place and at one time. Jesus meets with his disciples to celebrate together the Passover meal, the sign of liberation. And so the first element of this evening is that Jesus takes the words and the elements of bread and wine, the commemoration of the Passover, and he associates them to his coming death, his body broken and his blood poured out. And in bringing these two things together, he institutes for all time in memorial the Eucharist. And so tonight we commemorate the institution of the Eucharist in the Last Supper. And when we celebrate Eucharist, we are not remembering what Jesus did on this night. We are not standing in the presence and thinking backwards. We are, through the way Jesus for all time connects the bread and wine of the Passover with his body and blood, because of that connection, what we do in Eucharist is timeless. And we recreate in the present the events of the upper room as if we are there for the first time. The second element in all the swirling around Jesus and his disciples on this night is this startling action of taking water and towel and washing his disciples' feet. In the first century, when you arrived at someone's house, the servants of the house washed your feet because your feet wearing sandals would have been dusty from the road. It was the servants of the house that washed the guests' feet. And so you can understand the astonishment of the disciples when Jesus, the rabbi, washes the disciples' feet. We are, in a way, somewhat familiar with the inversion of hierarchy. In first century Palestine, that never happened. Masters did not wash their servants' feet. And so we have in this gesture of Jesus a kind of turning upside down of the order of the status quo. And And rather than feeling honored, the disciples, voiced by Peter, their anxiety is palpable. This is not about receiving an honor. This is about intimacy. And an encounter with intimacy in a place where you don't expect to find it. We are familiar with intimacy in certain areas of our lives, but in public areas of our lives and our social relationships with one another, we avoid intimacy. The social conventions protect us from being invaded by one another with too much intimacy. That's at the heart of Peter's objection. He didn't feel it was an honor Jesus was paying him. He experienced it as humiliating. Intimacy, when you're not expecting it, can be humiliating because it strips us bare. And the third element is the final commandment that Jesus gives. He says, because God loves me and I love God, love is the hallmark of who you are in the world. By this, if you love one another, by this shall the world know that you are mine. And they will notice that you are different. And they will wonder at that difference. And they will want to participate in that difference. And after the supper is over, they leave and go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And the watch of the long and painful night begins. They are assembled, astonished and disturbed round him, who like a sage resolved his fate and now leaves those to whom he most belonged, leaving and passing by them like a stranger. The loneliness of old comes over him, which helped mature him for his deepest acts. Now will he once again walk through the olive grove, and those who love him still will flee before his sight. To this Last Supper he has summoned them, and like a shot that scatters birds from trees Their hands draw back from reaching for the loaves upon his word. They fly across to him. They flutter, frightened, round the supper table, searching for an escape. But he is present everywhere, like an all-pervading twilight hour. And here they are gathered, wondering and deranged, round him who wisely doth himself enclose, and who now takes himself away, estranged from those who owned him once and past them flows. He feels the ancient loneliness today, that taught him all his deepest acts of love. Now in the olive groves he soon will rove, and those who love him all will flee away. To the last supper table he hath led, as birds are frightened from a garden bed by shots, so he their hands forth from the bread doth frighten by his word. To him they flee, then flutter round the table in their fright and seek a passage from the hall. But he is everywhere, like dusk at fall of night. So goes Rilke's The Last Supper.